Several women are preparing a special meal highlighting female chefs and farmers in Hawaii. In the male-dominated restaurant industry, women tend to be underrepresented, especially when you consider leadership positions like executive chefs and restaurant owners. But things may be changing slowly. Big Island chef Amy Ferguson has been following her passion in the kitchen for the past 40 years. She quickly rose through the ranks and was offered to lead the kitchen at the Ritz-Carlton Mauna Lani, making her the first female executive chef in the high-end hotel chain.
I think it was just simply working very, very hard to make certain that I upheld the standards of the chef.
Ferguson says things are definitely getting better, and while many still see the kitchen as a boys' club, she knows there are more women working the line. The problem? We don't often see them.
They're there. They're just not in the role of being publicized, I think.
It's difficult at this point to imagine that people really don't believe there are women in the kitchen.
Charlotte Druckmann is a New York food journalist who wrote the book Skirt Steak, Women Chefs on Standing the Heat and Staying in the Kitchen.
I always go back to the issue of, in order to get anything done, you need money. And I think that we have a hard time getting money. I think we have a hard time getting money because people don't see us as viable business owners or marketable personalities.
Chef pay is also something that came up for Beverly Gannon, the Maui restaurateur behind Haile Mai'li General Store.
The sad thing about it, in order to make money, then you have to be in one of those executive positions to really make some money, but those positions require a huge amount of time.
Sacrificing personal time for her business is something that's familiar for Leanne Wong. She's the chef owner of Cocoa Head Cafe.
The determination as a female to be able to survive and make it and kind of make ends meet, I had this, you know, this determination to do it.
Wong, originally from New York, gained attention after appearing on the debut season of Top Chef. Since then, she went on to produce the series for several seasons and taught young chefs at the French Culinary Institute.
As a female in the kitchen, you do need to have a thicker skin. You need to have perspective that you can hang with the boys. And I think in many respects, you can exceed.
Wong says for many women in the kitchen, lifestyle choices come into play. With hours that can run past 1 a.m, women who wish to start a family might end up choosing a different career. Wong says it's a tough choice when she's often thought about herself.
I'm going to be 38 this year. I have a lot of different other things on my mind, like, am I going to have a family? Am I going to have children? Am I going to get married? Am I just married to my job? Those are a lot of the reasons why I think you see the numbers of women drop off as women come into their 30s.
But she is seeing a shift. She points to young talent like Kimberly Oi or Pig and the Lady pastry chef Rachel Murai and Michelle Kar'uioka of MW, the only chef from Hawaii to nab a national semifinalist James Beard nod this year. Wong says she hopes seeing more women chefs gaining recognition will inspire the next generation.
You know, for any girl who's looking to get into the industry, I'm like, do it. If food is your passion, do it. But you have to understand, like, you have to commit.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.